with KSJD News. I'm Lucas Brady Woods. Colorado firefighters are warning this year's fire conditions will be just as bad, if not worse, than last year when the state saw record-breaking blazes. As KSJD's Scott Franz reports, the state is already ramping up its resources.
State lawmakers have approved tens of millions of dollars for new helicopters and mitigation projects. And because drought conditions are expected to worsen, Colorado has signed longer contracts for larger air tankers. Public Safety Director Stan Hilke is also pleading with residents to be even more careful this year.
Chains dragging on the ground, cigarettes, chainsaws, fireworks, welding. All of these things might be very necessary tools for the day-to-day activities of people, but you also have to be very aware of the devastation that one small thing can cause.
Colorado is also expecting a surge of outdoor recreation following a winter of coronavirus restrictions. Hikers are being encouraged to be aware of the fire danger and plan accordingly. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And the Montezuma County Public Health Department is holding another coronavirus vaccine clinic in Cortez on April 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The health department says it has a total of 200 of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccines and that they are available to anyone age 18 or older. Sign up for an appointment by visiting montezumacounty.org or by calling the health department directly. This is KSJD News.